Alright, so we'll say let's begin. Good morning, good morning. Alright, so we're picking up on page Kuf Pehe. Hakli Hachitzoni Ligili Ha'ani. Literally, the external utensils in order to reveal the inner eye. Alright, so remember again, just to be honest, because it's been a little while since before Sukkis. So remember again, in before Sukkis, we're speaking about this idea that in order for a person to be a true giver, so a person has to be able to discover who they are on the inside. The obvious question then becomes, okay, how do I discover who I am on the inside? See, it's Gilui Ha'ani Apni Mishel Adam. The revelation of the inner eye of the individual, Matrich Shas Shaket Bayom. So first he starts out there, we spoke about this already a little bit, requires some time of quiet. Each and every day. But yes, okay. Harbi Osem Mishashek. In reality, it's much, much more than one moment of quiet. Chayim Hanidnin Al Tfisa Shalashkat. In order for a person to truly know who they are on the inside, they require a life that is built on the concept of inner quietude. Hachayim HaRashim HaMukarim Lanu Kayom. Life that Rashim literally means noisy. Noisy existence, which is the existence that most of us are familiar with each and every day. Yicholim the Yitzra La'adam Efsharios Rabo Shal Nesiva. So remember, as we said before already, a person who lives a noisy life, which means a life that gives very little time for inner contemplation. So such a person could go ahead and give many opportunities for giving. Achim Inam Yicholim the Yitzra Gili Aniti Shala Ani B'socha Adam B'nima. But as we said already before, that type of giving that does not allow time for inner contemplation is not a giving that will ultimately reveal the inner eye. Okay, shemidabrim al gilui ha'ani ina kavana legilui regoyim al gilui letfisa sahayim shenif alas mitoch hashkata yesh po inyan zekimuvan chalokim chitzonim vechalokim pinimim niftach bedugma chitzonim. So let's illustrate this. He says, literally, there are parts of this that are external. There are parts of this that are internal. Let's discuss first the external part. Sholim Adam Sheila. So let's say you ask a person a question. Vahu Nitzrach Lanos Alei Tshuva. And the person has to give an answer to that particular question. So this is actually very interesting. Tivo Shal Adam Shu Omen Miyad Vuli Lachshov Harbe. You know, it's very interesting. Sometimes you ask a person a question. So the teva, the nature of man, often is to respond immediately without thinking a lot about the answer. Ina kavana shesholim, ina kavana kimuvan shesholim also bahashal v'mistakil alashon v'omer alasholim also she'ila yosepimus v'mishemiyad. Obviously, if somebody asks you what time it is, so that's not a question that requires an incredible amount of contemplation. So the person, you know, give me a day. I get back there. I really want to contemplate what you mean about time. That's not a question like that. But a question that requires a little bit of contemplation. And often a person just responds reflexively. Lu'umazos, however, yeshna b'ni adam, shishomes ha'sheila, miskansim b'rama, misyemes as well, machshavtam, umachshivim mitoch birur p'nini, l'ma shehim mishul. But there are other people for whom if you ask them a question, they will really take the time to think about and to contemplate what it is that you're asking them. Adam shalol chai, olam shalavad, hatava shalol hios memaya lahashem liharei lachshava. So we'll say, what's the difference? What's the difference between a person whom you ask the question to and the person responds immediately versus the individual who what? Versus the individual who, when you ask him the question, is going to take a little bit of time to respond. What's the fundamental distinction between those two personalities? He says a person who doesn't know how to live alone, so to speak. A person who does not know how to take time for contemplation. A person who does not know how to be alone with himself. So such a person like that, who lo makir olam shamach shava amiti, person doesn't really know what it means to be lost in contemplative thought. A person like that uses his process of thought only for very specific things. Kigon, sheroa bachanos kol shehi, Shehuchras amitsa l'rechishas chifetz, b'kach b'kach tashlim, imkach b'kach ribis. So where does a person like that, a non-contemplative person, where does he use his power of thought? He's walking by a store, and he sees that the store is offering a sale, right? They're offering a sale on a particular object, a particular item, and you're going to have to pay X number of dollars per month with X amount of the percentage points. Achubode kama achuze ribis u'yishalim. Al ha overdraft the bank, umachlit as a mifta mishtalim. So what happens? So right, so I'm walking down the street. I see wonderful. There's a sale on a particular item. I know I can't afford it, but I figure like this: how much is the interest gonna be on the payments? How much will the interest be on the overdraft in my bank? And I figure out that I think whether or not I can actually afford the item or not. Korim la zeh b'lashon berura. So we call this hanhala cheshbonos tovos. Right, good calculations. Aval lo zu hamachshava. That's not thought. That's not thought. So say, you know, the Chabad is raising something that is very important over here. He says again, first of all, you can tell a lot about a person by how they respond to questions. If a person is asked a question, a person often just responds immediately. That usually means that that is not an individual who is able to engage in the process of contemplative thought. Obviously, he's talking about a question that requires a little bit of thought. Right? Now, why is that? Because often what we think is thought is not really thought, but rather it's just some good, solid calculations. So what's thought? He says, "Hamachshava hi ha'amaka, hisbonenus." Thought means deep thought, means contemplation. Hilo inyan shayeda, it's not an issue of knowledge. Shel chishuv, just of thinking. Vaday shegam bazeh yesh pitos sichli misuyam. Pituach sichli misuyam, excuse me. Aval zehu hachilek hachitoni shebemoach. So what's interesting is the following. The part of our mind that allows us to engage in calculations, the part of our mind that often just thinks about day-to-day stuff, he calls that chilek hachitoni shebemoach. That's an external part of my mind. Hachilek ha'pinimi hi tfisa iyunis pinimis shakol davar. There's an inner part of my mind, an inner thought of my thought process, which really contemplates the various aspects of life, the inner aspects of everything. Ha'avoda liknos es ha'olam ha'nikra levad. One of the most important things that man can do is to acquire the world, that's called alone. There is a world that's called alone. Levad. In that world, I'm all by myself with my thoughts. Murkeves, mechitzonios, upinimios. And it's a combination of external things and internal things. Chitzonios, hu muchrach limso la'atzmo sha'os shal sheket. Lo yitachin shi'yishe b'samoch litiz, listen to this. In order for a person to be a thoughtful, contemplative individual, I both say, remember, being a thoughtful, contemplative person is not an end. It's a means to finding the inner eye. But in order to be able to find the inner eye, in order to have those moments of contemplation, I have to be able to secure for myself moments of quiet, real quiet. Lo yitachin shiyeshe b'samuch l'tizmores ro'eshes. You can't be sitting next to a noisy orchestra. Beneos anoshim hamedabrin bekol bekolos, with hundreds of people who are speaking in loud voices, b'sham yimtza es hasheket hapanim shebesocho, and think that you're going to be able to find true inner quietude. Ela imkein hu ochis kvar la'achar binyan amach mo shashkada. And he writes here in the bracket that there are some people who are quite advanced in finding inner quietude, and they are able to do that even in the midst of the cacophony of life. But for most people who are beginning this particular process, the nice, again, they absolutely require actual quiet. Turn the page, Kuf Pei Vav. B'chdei livnos binyan shel hashkata b'nefesh. In order to build a building of true inner quietude in one's soul, muchrach ha'adam limtzas asmo b'zman misyom mevudad sheket. If we have a true desire to find the inner eye, to find out who I am, what I am, what I'm supposed to accomplish in life, we have to secure for ourselves some moments of quiet where we are literally divorced from the world. Zeu akli achitzoni lebinyan komas ani. This is the external process. This is the external utensil for finding the inner. But remember, we don't even know what we're doing with this, with these moments of quiet yet. We don't know what I'm supposed to be doing during that time. All I know is that I need to find that time, legiloi hamatzias amiti shalani, that time to find my inner eye, that time to be able to go ahead and, that time to be able to go ahead and contemplate, think, be alone with my thoughts, and ultimately to reveal the true identity of who I am with it. So we'll stop over here. Obviously, we'll pick up tomorrow in Mirat Hashem. So now that we know we have to secure the quiet, we'll pick up in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. What am I supposed to do with that quiet? Let's say I secure those moments. What now? That Mirat Hashem tomorrow.
This situation where you ask